Furnace Control Board Diagnostics Integrated Ignition Board. How to use the Integrated Furnace Control Board as a diagnostic tool, reading the blink/flash fault codes, verifying the board's inputs and outputs with a meter before condemning it, the onboard low voltage fuse, and the few times the board itself is actually the failed part. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. The Integrated Furnace Control IFC board is the furnace's brain. It takes in the thermostat call and all the safety inputs, pressure switch, limits, flame sense, runs the sequence of operation and switches the outputs, inducer, igniter, gas valve, blower in the right order with the right delays. It also talks to you through a diagnostic LED. It blinks a fault code telling you what it last saw go wrong. Used right, the board is the best diagnostic tool on the furnace. Used wrong, it's the part people replace by reflex when something else is broken. How it works? The board is mostly relays and logic plus a microcontroller. It reads inputs, 24 volts on W heat call, the pressure switch proof of draft, the high limit and rollout switches safeties, and the flame sense microamps, drives outputs, line voltage to the inducer, the hot surface igniter, the indoor blower heat and cool speed taps via the board's relays, and 24 volts to the gas valve, enforces timing, pre-purge, igniter warm-up, trial for ignition window, blower on delay, blower off delay, retry/lockout counts, reports faults, a diagnostic LED flashes a code, a number of blinks, or a slow/fast/steady/off pattern corresponding to what tripped, pressure switch stuck open or closed, limit open, flame fail/lockout, flame sensed with no call, low flame current, etc. The board's legend printed on the board or the door decodes the pattern. Don't memorize codes across brands. Each manufacturer assigns its own. Read that unit's legend. The board also carries the low voltage fuse, commonly 3 amps or 5 amps, that protects the 24 volts transformer/circuit. A blown board fuse equals dead controls equals no 24 volts to anything in the field. Step 1. Read the diagnostic LED first. Before you touch anything, look at the board's LED and read the flash pattern against the legend. It tells you what the board last faulted on. That's a free head start. Pressure switch open points you at draft. Flame failure/lockout points at ignition/flame sense. Limit open points at airflow/overheat. Step 2. Trust but verify the inputs. A fault code tells you what the board thinks, not always the root cause. Confirm the input with your meter. Code says pressure switch stuck open. Run the inducer and read the switch. Is it actually open, or is the board's input bad? Usually the switch/draft, rarely the board. Code says flame failure. Read the actual microamps. Dirty rod vs a real no light vs a board that can't read flame. Code says limit open. Read the limit. Is it open airflow problem or is the board misreading it? Step 3. Verify the outputs. When an output doesn't fire, meter the board's output terminal to confirm whether the board is commanding it. No inducer? Check for line voltage at the board's inducer output. Voltage present plus inducer dead equals inducer/wiring. No voltage out equals the board didn't command it often, because an input upstream isn't satisfied, or the board output failed. No igniter glow? Meter the igniter output for voltage. Voltage out plus no glow equals igniter. No voltage out equals board didn't energize at warm-up step not reached or output failed. No blower? Check the heat/cool blower output terminals for voltage. This is one of the more common genuine board failures. A burned blower relay on the board. Gas valve not opening. Read 24 volts at the board's valve output. 24 volts present plus valve closed equals valve. No 24 volts out equals board or a safety in that path didn't command it. Step 4. Decide if the board is actually bad. Condemn the board only when an input is confirmed good, but the board misreads it, or the board has 24-volt/line available and refuses to drive an output that should be commanded, or there's visible damage, burned relay, scorch trace, blown and or blowing onboard component, cracked solder, corrosion. Otherwise, the board is reporting someone else's failure. Normal values and targets. Diagnostic LED, steady/slow flash patterns mean different things per brand. Read the legend. A common all good/running indication is a steady on or a slow heartbeat. Rapid or coded flashes indicate faults. Onboard low voltage fuse, typically 3 amps or 5 amps, 0 volts are to see with a blown fuse. Inducer output, line voltage 120 volts present when commanded. Igniter output, line voltage or about 80 volts on dedicated igniters during the warm-up step. Gas valve output, 24 volts when commanded after igniter warm-up. Flame trial begins. Blower outputs. Line voltage on the active heat or cool speed tap when running. Flame current the board needs. Above its dropout often about 0.5 to 1.0 microa minimum. Healthy about 1 to 6 microa. Common faults and what they mean. Board fuse blow no 24 volts anywhere. Shorten the low voltage circuit thermostat cable. Pinched wire, shorted valve coil blew the onboard fuse. Find the short, then replace the fuse. Don't just keep replacing it. Flash code points at a switch/sensor, usually the switch/sensor or its circuit, not the board. Verify with a meter before swapping the board. Board commands output. Device dead. It's the device inducer, igniter, valve, motor, not the board. Voltage out proves the board did its job. The flip side, board won't command an output despite confirmed satisfied inputs. Points back at the board. Burned blower really on the board. A genuinely common real board failure. The blower won't run even though everything else is fine. Look for a scorched relay or no voltage out on a confirmed call. No LED at all. Board has no power transformer slash fuse slash primary or the board is dead. Check for 24 volts to the board first. Random lockout slash erratic behavior can be a flaky board, but far more often it's a marginal flame signal, a sticky pressure switch, loose connections, or a bad ground. Rule those out before condemning. Tech tips and gotchas. Read the flash code before you start unplugging things, and write it down. Pulling power can clear the stored fault and lose the clue. The code is a symptom report, not a diagnosis. Pressure switch fault means the board didn't see the switch where it expected. Almost always that's draft slash switch slash hose, not the board. Verify with a meter. Voltage out is the deciding test. Correct voltage on an output and the device doesn't act to it's the device. No voltage out with all inputs satisfied to it's the board. That one check settles most is it the board? Arguments, and it's why boards are a frequent unnecessary part swap. Check grounds and connections. A board behaves erratically with a poor chassis ground or a corroded Molex pin. Reseat connectors and verify ground before condemning. Boards are also static sensitive and easy to kill by miswiring a 24 volts output to ground. Handle by the edges. Brand specific legends. The same blink count means different things on different brands. Always read the legend on the unit. Never assume codes carry over. Safety slash code notes. The board switches line voltage 120 volts to the inducer, igniter, and blower. De-energize at the disconnect before working on output wiring. The low voltage side is class 2 but the output side is not. Never jumper a safety input pressure switch. Limit, rollout, flame proving to clear a fault code. Those inputs exist to prevent unsafe operation. A persistent safety code means find the unsafe condition. A repeatedly blown onboard low voltage fuse indicates a short in the control wiring. Isolate and repair it. Do not upsize or bypass the fuse. After any board-related repair on a gas furnace, verify the full sequence runs correctly and check combustion/CO with an analyzer before returning to service.